Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today it's just me again. And why is it just me again? Because I fucking feel like it. That's why. And not that anyone's really been giving me a hard time, but I definitely get self-conscious when I make a decision like, yeah, I want to do it just me. You get this like weird, guilty place that's like, oh, what if people don't want to hear just me? Or am I good enough to do this? And all these things arise. And it's like, you get to do what you want to do. You get to follow your heart. And there are so many people in our society, in our collective, that subconsciously try to steer us in other directions because for whatever reasons. And I think we're getting to a point where we're like, no, I want to, as fearlessly as possible, just be true to who I am and follow my heart and create this dream life I want. And anyone listening who is on this path of just trying to really show who you are, as scary as it is, if you're scared of being a bitch or being looked at a certain way, no matter what it is, there are so many different aspects that could keep us playing small. But I just want to once again shout out anyone who's doing their fucking best to be who they are and to show their truest light and their truest vibration here, where not everyone has fully caught up to that kind of a vibration. So it can be scary when people call you names or want to throw their fears and doubts. Like it gets scary. But once again, everyone has a right to be true to their hearts, true to their souls, while also, of course, remaining sensitive to the people around you. That's a huge piece in that. And communication is key. I'm very grateful to have some very dear friendships where communication is just key, because bumps happen. Things arise in dynamics, and it's not about, you know, avoiding all bumps. It's really about having the tools to get through them and be honest and really communicate what's arising, what's going on. And when you're around the right people who really are okay with emotional vulnerability, you will get through it. But people are just starting to learn this language. Not everyone. Some of us have been, you know, going to therapy for a long time or thinking about this kind of stuff. But some people are starting to finally work the muscle of expressing themselves. And, you know, anyone who wants to open up and try to heal, I mean, that's beautiful. So my thoughts go out to anyone working this path. Okay, so let's get, I have notes, of course. So I was seeing in the news, or I guess all over Facebook, which was linked to the news, is that Trump denies citizenship to non-citizen immigrants who have children here. So normally, whether you're an illegal immigrant or not, if you have a child on U.S. soil, that child is naturally a U.S. citizen. He's trying to overrule that. I don't think he'll actually be able to do that. That's insane. But it's like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know what. I've never been a fan. I try not to spend all my energy hating him. But I mean, come on. What a maniac. He denies citizenship to non-citizen immigrants who have children here. I mean, next. Like, I just, what a dickhead move. I don't know what to say. And then there were some protesters. I don't know if they were protesting this or just Trump in general, but protesters threw eggs and bottles at Trump supporters. And I'd like to say I never support that. Physical violence, in my eyes, is never the answer, never okay. Never. It only escalates things. It never gets people to see your side of the story. So no to physical violence. And I already think I'm going to call this episode Make Art, Not War, because, and this is not a new thing. I mean, my mom has a poster of this, and it was like something that was said all the time in my household growing up. It's not that it was always followed, but it's really about not overriding any kind of emotion that comes up in your body. Emotion's emotion. And we have, as humans, a full range of both amazing emotions, more uncomfortable emotions. It really depends on your relationship to that emotion or feeling, but we have a wide range, and it's not about suppressing or suffocating things that come up. It's about finding an appropriate channel. And that's why I keep, and I hate having to explain myself with the rap thing, because a lot of you don't need an explanation. But for those of you who are curious about it, for me, rapping, it's about having this direct outlet to those really raw emotions. And sometimes I write raps that are spiritual and pretty, and sometimes they're more aggressive, because when I get rage or jealousy or something that's so strong, I know that I have to funnel it or channel it into the art form that speaks to me. And I think rap is just so amazing at tuning into some of these primal forces. Same with, I used to go to these drum circles, drumming, like there's something about the bass that can really tune into this like deep vibration that's very much there in all of our beings. But a lot of us have a difficult time owning and accepting that they exist within and without of ourselves. So once again, make art, not war. Let's see. It's okay to feel rage or discomfort or sadness, but having a proper channel, even if it's not quote unquote pretty. And I love some artists. A lot of you know I used to be an art teacher, and I taught the full wide range of artists. And many of the artists I taught were frowned upon when they first came out and showed their artwork. People judged it. It didn't fit into the category of what they were all seeing. But you just got to keep having faith and trusting in your personal vibration and personal art and what message you want to bring out into the world. Not everyone's going to be about it, and that's okay. Salvador Dali was often criticized. He's one of my favorite artists. He's a surrealist. And some of his paintings, I mean, there's some uncomfortable images where it stirs emotion within, and you're like, what is this? What does this mean? But it's beautiful and it's moving. And, you know, thank God he didn't stop doing what he was doing, because he got a lot of criticism. And I think anyone who is walking this earth trying to bring out their truest self, whether it's in their art or just in their personality, trying to speak up more, like, I have your back. Like, there are tons of haters out there, but they're really just hating on themselves, which is sad, because a lot of people don't know how to express these places. And I'm not saying I've nailed it. There are many days that I feel that I'm not as in touch with my life force as I wish I was. And this journey is about doing the best you can in this exact moment. And you know, you have to keep creating, though, even if you can only dedicate like half an hour a week to your art, whatever your art is, whether it's writing, music, painting, gardening. I mean, I could keep going. There are so many art forms out there, and ones that maybe I've never even thought of that some of you are swimming in a sense. So really, really keep opening that up, even if you don't have a ton of time or energy. You just want to keep that artistic side of you open. And once again, let's not resort to violence, which takes me to the Cardi and Nicki drama, which has kind of settled down. Nicki went on her Queen radio and kind of went off a bit on Cardi and just what happened that night, and claimed that it was her friend, I think her name was like Ra, that beat Cardi so bad. First of all, that's awful. Like, once again, no one should ever get physical. And Nicki even says she felt bad and she didn't want her friend to do that. But I guess she didn't like that Cardi was claiming that she didn't get beat up. So like, they were still just going back and forth talking shit. And then Cardi posts like a ton of Instagram videos coming back at her. And first of all, I'm a fan of both. I've been a fan of both. I'm not saying that they don't have like legit beef against each other, but at the same time, once again, we get it. Like, you guys are going through a thing, but like, go back to your art. That's all we have, because like, we think we're so upset about something in the present, and it's normally reflecting an old wound that even developed a long time ago. So it's like, that's why we need healers and therapists and art. And these two ladies are like two of the best artists out there. So Nicki just put out a song that I freaking love, Make It Dip, with Tyga, and it's incredible. And I'm like, there we go. Like, first of all, they've both been putting out amazing stuff, but this song is like, oh, it's so good. So I was like, see, like, just keep doing the thing. Like, it's, and then I watched a little clip of Wendy Williams addressing it, and she thinks that they should go on tour together with some other amazing female rappers, which I would be, I mean, I love that idea. If they can pull it together and somehow get along, that would be a hot fucking concert. I think she was, who else was she talking about? Remy Ma, Foxy Brown, like, that would be insane. So I don't know. I don't know if I see that happening, but once again, like, we're coming together, and any of our wounds or our grudges that we're holding on to, they're starting to dissolve, because we're starting to realize, like, as long as we believe in ourselves on a deep level, like, no one can really fuck with us like that. And it's just not worth the energy. Once again, when you get triggered and that stuff comes up, channel it, if you can, into art. Even if it's just stream of consciousness writing. I really tell a lot of my clients, like, it's so important to write, but don't write in a way where you're like grading yourself. Like, you don't have to be hard on yourself, but just get your thoughts out. It's very, very important. When you hold a ton of things in, we erupt. And that's where a lot of the physical violence comes in, is because people hold in more pain than you can imagine, because we walk around being like, oh, I'm fine. Oh, hello. Like, you know, we put on these facades to, you know, because we don't want to look crazy or depressed or whatever. But there's been a big shift going on. And once again, I salute anyone who's bravely putting out what they're going through, even if it's not quote unquote pretty, whatever that means. I have to cough it on. Okay. Let's see. So first of all, I'm home today and Shane's in the other room. So anything I talk about that's not fully appropriate, I'm going to talk in a lower octave, or kind of like Mr. Rogers it up a little bit if possible, because the next thing I want to talk about is healthier porn. But listen, middle schoolers know what porn is. I have a joke about how now middle schoolers who have phones, they can go look right at it, you know? And it's such a difference from when I was growing up, because we didn't have, we had internet, but not like the internet is now. And we certainly didn't have iPhones or Androids. So, you know, my thing is, it's not saying like no one should look at it. It's more of like, we really need a different quality of porn, better actors, more sexuality and less dehumanization. We need to have, like, I literally wrote this, all right, we need to have better themes, plot, characters, conflict resolution, give us good shit. And even more sex scenes in regular movies, like, stop being prudes, like, really bridging that gap. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. For Halloween, I got to dress as Harley Quinn, and man, it was like a dream come true for me. Like, I have loved Harley's character in, I loved it in Suicide Squad, and I've loved it in the cartoons since they started really highlighting her, which was, I think, about like 10 years ago when she started getting highlighted. But man, like, cartoon Harley and then Margot Robbie playing Harley in Suicide Squad, I'm a huge fan of her character, not the murder, not the actual murder. It's more of this woman who was a psychologist who kind of in her own way broke free, and she's not typical, and she's someone who's judged a lot, and she's called crazy. And there was something about getting to dress as her for Halloween that was very freeing in me, because I was almost scared to dress as her. I didn't want people to judge me and like, oh, I mean, I know I sound silly because people dress as villains for Halloween all the time, but I think it was my first time in a while dressing as a quote unquote villain, although I think she's way more non-dual than that, as you can see in things like Suicide Squad and even the cartoon Harley and Batman. You can, it's a movie, you can like rent it on YouTube for $4. It's actually really good. But you can see that she's a actually very, very complex character, and getting to once again for Halloween, like, do the white paint and then the face tattoos, and like, there was something in that ritual that was very healing for me to get to play that character or embody that, whatever that is, my inner rage or whatever that I still often feel guilty for even having in my body, or wherever you'd call wherever it's coming from. Okay. This is awful. There was a kid shot over a bullying incident, and then the school went right back to session. So there was a kid who was getting bullied, and he brought a gun to school and shot the kid, which is completely horrific. And then the school tried to go back to session, which is insane. And I remember 9/11, I was at University of Maryland. They tried to hold classes after that, and that was insane. I remember going to class and the teacher like tried to start and we were all looking at him in disbelief, and he's like, yeah, you know what, guys, go home. This is crazy. We were like, thank you. Like, there's no, you can't override insane intensity or grief or anything like that. Like, there are processes to these things, and that's a horror. So, and we're talking about school shooting right now, but you know, a lot of us feel trauma in different ways in our lives, and then we're told to like get over it quicker than we're actually getting over it, or to just, you know, put on that happy face to make other people comfortable. And it's like, these processes are so individualized, and you're allowed to take as much time as you need to get over whatever it is. And once again, my heart goes out to this kid who just got shot, and we really, really need to continue to address bullying issues. They happen. There are bullying issues in every single school, pretty much every single, I won't say every single one, but like, we just have to get on top of it, and we have to express constantly. But it's very scary, I know, to be a middle schooler or elementary or high schooler and going to the teacher or to the guidance counselor to let them know what's going on, because you're scared of ramifications of other kids making fun of you, or maybe the bully will do something to you. And we all just have to come together to shut it down. But it's not about bullying the bully either. It's really trying to find a solution as to what's going on at the root of all of this, because a lot of these kids are teased and made fun of for years and years and years, and just bottle it up, and then explode. So we need to get to the root of this before there are any explosions, and we can see what's going on. So just be a little bit more, everyone, vigilant, whether you're a teacher or if you're just in an adulthood, if you see a friend kind of getting ganged up on, like, we can all talk about this and find resolution, but we can't gang up on each other, because when you gang up, you can't really get to the other side. And that's, once again, what I love about non-duality. We get so stuck in our role and the role we feel we're playing. And it's always just so much more layered and gray than what we think it is. So it's about realizing, it's making me think of course, the work of my school, but it's like, when we, I was about to repeat something of the Magi process, which I don't want to do. Jason Shulman has this incredible book, Magi Process. Get it. Really, I recommend it highly for any of you really steeped and interested in the spiritual work, plus all of his books. But something just came through about the Magi, and I almost wanted to share one of the steps, but I will not. That's not my place. But please buy that book. But we can get through this together. And I don't mean just bullying, but all the stuff that's arising for people in the collective that are trying to make their lives better, more abundant, and just happier. A lot of us are sick of dreary, sad, depressed, or angry, whatever days. I'm not saying those emotions will come up, but I think a lot of us want this deeper fulfillment. So we're having to go within and look at the ways that we need to heal and we need to change in order to feel that way. So once again, huge honor and appreciation for all of you who are really trying to work this work and see yourself more clearly. Okay, another thing is the new president of Brazil wants to open Amazon indigenous reserves to mining. Like, no, like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, I don't understand these people in power who are like, oh yeah, let's just fuck up the earth more and sacred sites. We won't feel the ramifications of that. Like, dude, the earth is like slowly dying. We can still turn this around, but we have to stop pulling bullshit like this. Like, that shit's not okay. On a spiritual level, on a physical level, all of it. So it's like, I don't know what can happen over there, but not that the new president of Brazil listens, but if you do, fucking stop it. Like, just stop. Stop being an asshole and actually care about the earth. It's not about money and mining and all that stuff. Yes, we obviously need resources. I'm not saying, I get it. But if we keep destroying these sacred lands and not really taking care of and honoring the earth, Gaia, the earth soul, will have to attack, which in some ways she's already doing, but she'll have to in order to survive. So planet comes first. Without planet, we dead. So we all need to wake up to that on a deeper level, all of us. Okay. Also, I've been claiming, I've been asking people to call me Kate, not Katie. Most people do call me Kate, but there's something that was coming up recently. I even told my mom that I don't want to be called Katie. There's something as I claim my like power and womanhood, and I'm not saying this can never shift, but right now I want to be called only Kate. That's my name. It's not abbreviated from anything. It's Kate Fanchon Wolf. The name Kate means pure. Fanchon is French for independent woman, and Wolf is because I'm a wild moon child. I don't, right now I'm not feeling being called Katie because it's just not my name. And it's been interesting letting a lot of people know who I love dearly, that I'd prefer to be called Kate. And the guilt, once again, that comes up for telling people what I prefer, because I say that and then I get all scared. I can't believe I just said that. I can't believe I asked that. And I'm like, no, I have every right to let people know what name I want to be called by. So that's been going on. I always write so many notes and think it's going to take forever to get through. And I'm like, we're at like 21 minutes and I went through a shit ton, but that's fine. Okay. I'm so fucking sick of some of these articles. They pop up on Facebook all the time. Like, okay, there was one and it addressed Jessica Simpson, who I'm still a fan of. I loved her Newlywed Show with Nick Lachey. And then even when they got divorced, I was like, I like them both. They don't deserve any shit. So there was a picture of her and like, I guess a kind of sexy pose, whatever. And then the article was like, what happened to her? Marrying Nick Lachey turned out to be a huge mistake. Fuck off, whoever wrote that. Like, that is so rude. First of all, what an arrogant thing to write, as if this person's never made mistakes. And I don't think her marrying Nick Lachey was a mistake. And I'm just so sick of the way we look at ourselves and other people in this rigid way of like, don't you dare mess up. Like, life is all about figuring out what's the right path for us. And once again, the work of my school has completely helped me with this as well. When I had Jason and Arlene Shulman on my podcast, that episode's called The Holy Trinity. But when I had them on, I asked him a question that he saw right through it into my rigidity, because I was trying to approach life like as if there was like a right and wrong way to do it. And he helped me really see that there's so much more fluidity available to us. It's not about never, quote unquote, making a mistake, whatever that even means. But it's about really deciding and healing the wound, so you can say like, how can I once again navigate life so it just feels more fulfilling, or I'm hurting less people, or I'm hurting myself less, and all of it actually. So, you know, try not to beat yourselves up too much or focus on one thing or a couple things from the past you wish you had done differently. Like, if we get stuck in that vibration, we could stay there forever. It's about moving forward. It's Phoenix energy, rising every time you fall, and rising with grace. This journey does not exclude falling. And trust me, I have fallen quite a bunch. But yeah, I just hate those articles where it's like, it's so easy to put together this fucking article and a caption and make a person or a group of people look bad. Like, I see articles where it's like, why curvy women make the best girlfriends, or why scientific men make the best husbands. It's like, you don't like, great, if you're into curvy women or curvy men or scientists, like, do it, be into what you're into, but there's no need to make it like that's the only way. Like, you're allowed to be into things without having to make it that's it. Like, so, okay, suppose you want to have a curvy girlfriend. That's great, but you don't have to like write an article like why that's the only way. You can write about why your curvy girlfriend is the best. Like, I would love to read an article of a man serenading his woman, or vice versa, but like, you don't have to like put it out. Like, if you're not doing what you're doing, then you're a failure. Like, everyone has their own distinct path. Which also leads me to like some of this cultural appropriation stuff I've been seeing a lot, and a lot of us have, where reverse racism is not okay with me. There seems to be this thing where like people are hating both. A lot of people are trying to gang up on men with the whole Me Too and feminism coming in. Okay, let's not hate men. We're in this together. I see a lot of hating white women and white men. We don't have to do this. Like, we can bring in love without having to like hate a specific group. And I find it really offensive when I see these articles saying how white women are the problem. I get it. There are a ton of white people out here who are fucking being awful, okay? Beyond awful. Trust me, I get it. Grew up with a lot of people who were not very nice. I was the only Jewish family in my neighborhood, and some of our neighbors tried to burn down our house. Like, I get it. I get that people can be monsters. Trust me. But trying to group, put a whole group of people together and saying, like, these people are the worst and they're the problems. Like, first of all, I'm a white woman trying my fucking damnedest to help change and heal the world. So like, don't bring that hate to me. Like, it's mean and it's hurtful. Like, there are ways, once again, to pinpoint issues in society. And this isn't me saying that white privilege doesn't exist. I get that it exists. I'm trying to fucking help with many other light workers to heal these fucking wounds. I want a healed collective of people of all races, all colors, all religions, I want us all cohabitating beautifully, even though it's hard because we have to communicate and stuff. But like, the way in my eyes to do that is to not like do reverse racism. Like, every single religion, every single color, you're cool in my book as long as you're just a nice person who's not, you know, hurting someone physically or in any way. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to fall into this trap of hating myself because of my skin color or my gender. This is about self-love, and every person has the right to love themselves, even if you're white and a lot of white people in the world suck right now. You're still allowed to love yourself, because if you're not fucking racist and spewing that hate, well then, on any end, like, good, because we're done with this. Like, I'm so sick of racism in any capacity. It's so stupid to me. It's like, I'm ready for the fucking alien races to enter. Like, then what are we going to do? You know what I mean? Like, let's all just fucking exist and thrive and love each other. I can't with these goddamn articles that are like, you know why? Because they're hidden. It's like a hidden, like they're hiding it under this beautiful mission where they're acting like they're trying to put something good into the world. But like, once again, when there's hate infused in it, you're only actually bringing out more hate. There's a way to heal this without trying to like bludgeon another person. We're getting there. We're figuring it out. But I personally refuse to hate myself because of my own color. To me, that is just not a helpful thing. But also, anyone who is hating someone because of their skin color, you can go fuck yourself. You can suck all the dicks, or not, or vaginas, or whatever you want to do, or not. I don't care. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I have been thinking lately about writing a tell-all book soon. I've been thinking for years about how I want to write a book, and even my agents and managers from the past, we had like talked about it, but I never quite knew what my book would be. And I do think, I'm not sure how soon, but it's starting to come up that I would love to write something that goes into all of my history. Childhood, failed marriage, my failed engagement before that. You know, I have a lot of stuff I have not talked about and told out of respect for a lot of people. And I would obviously try to do so as respectfully as possible. But there are some deep truths and quote unquote secrets, I guess, that I've held on to for other people for a long time. And I'm getting to a point where I don't want to have to hide as much anymore. I'm not trying to take anyone down either. But like I said, at some point I'm going to want to share my full story and how I got to where I am now. So yeah, I've been thinking about this tell-all book, and trust me, I'd have a lot of shit to say. Once again, wouldn't try to take people down, but there's a lot of stuff that I've been through that, once again, even on here, I don't fully express. But it's getting to a point where my truth is starting to bubble a bit. But when I say that, once again, I'm not attempting to ruin a person's life or anything like that. But I think our stories are what we have. And so many of us go through traumas or victories or whatever, and we never really fully get to share it with the world because of shame or something, thinking it should have been more perfect. I don't know, but I'm starting to get to a point where I feel like, no, I would love to put my story out there. And I have a lot of things to tell. So, and I definitely have a unique perspective. And I think people would appreciate the way I share some of these crazy stories that I've been through. So I'll keep you updated if and when I decide to do my tell-all book. Another thing is like that I want to talk about is just how so many of us doubt our characters. The more we can just know, when you can really trust your intent and where you're coming from, the less you'll feel bad if you do something that you look back on and you go, oh man, was that the best approach? Like, even when it comes to my son, like, I'm not saying I always kill parenting, but I think the fact is I trust my integrity and I trust my soul. So when something feels off or like I'm being hurt, I've learned how to trust myself more. And so when I'm standing up for myself, I feel less of a bitch and more of like, okay, that was a boundary being set. But it's really hard to set boundaries and not feel bad about it after if you doubt your character. And that really stems from self-worth and self-love once again. And so many of us are desperately trying to heal these old wounds, keeping us in lack so we can actually feel worthy of love, abundance, friendships that are incredible and so much more. So just keep going in and loving yourself more and more and more if possible, even on the hardest days. Not everything is what it seems. We don't really show everyone our most inner worlds and or the pain we're going through or the thoughts we're actually having. And when we base it only on social media, we're getting a very limited picture of what's actually going on. So just keep that in mind if you're being so hard on yourself. A lot of people who might look like they're killing it, they're not always showing the full picture. And some people who are killing it have had to go through so many deep dips and valleys to get to where they're at. And we never know what's ahead of the journey anyway. So just try your best to just let yourself be who you are. And I'm saying this, trust me, from experience, and this is something I have to work on all the time. So Justin Timberlake did an interview with Jimmy Fallon, and it was a silent interview because Justin has bruised vocal cords. He had to cancel some of his concerts because he's not able to even talk, let alone sing. And I mean, who knows why, but like, this is what I'm saying. So many of us override our bodies constantly because we don't want to feel lazy or something. We don't want to let people down. And, you know, I obviously talk about Justin a lot because I think his twin flame is Brittany. Not sure if it'll ever happen in this lifetime. I would love to see that, but you know, that's not up to me. But it is interesting. When I saw that, I was like, oh, this man is not fully listening to his body. Because look, shit happens. We all hit physical bumps where we break something or lose our voice or can't sleep or pull muscles. I mean, there's so many things out there that can happen with the body's viruses. And I don't have to say it, but like, if we actually slow down a little bit and really try to listen to our bodies, listen to when we're exhausted. And I know a lot of people might fight me on this and be like, well, lucky or easy for you to say, I can't rest. Well, look, that's a mindset. And I can't change that if that's how you feel. But at least start bringing in a newer consciousness saying, what if I could? What if I could say to my employee, my boss, you know what? I really am not physically capable of doing everything you're asking of me. I will collapse. Like, we have to learn to start at least locating, hearing the voice that's saying, oh my God, I can't move one more inch or I'm going down. Because so many of us hear that voice and then go right past it. A lot of us are exhausted because we haven't listened to that voice for years and years and years and years. And I have a feeling, I'm not going to say for sure, that Justin falls in this category of pushing it. And he might even agree. A lot of successful people call themselves workaholics. I think it's great to be passionate and great to be hungry. Trust me, I fit in that category. But I'm also someone who had to fight myself, in a sense, to rest when I need rest. And when that voice comes in that calls me a pussy or lazy or whatever, I work with it. But I go, look, these are my energy reserves. I can't pretend I have more energy or quote unquote life force coursing through me if I don't. I'm on the healing journey. I cannot wait till I feel that life force running through me like I did as a child or whatever. We're all looking for that aliveness, that excitement. You know, we want to live the hell out of these lives. And yet first, we have to listen to the slowing down, to the depression or the sadness or the whatever that actually is that's trying to tell us something. There's information in those emotions. But when we push them down because we feel a certain way, often our bodies riot. And things like not being able to speak can happen. And that's just one example. And once again, he could totally disagree with me. In a sense, I'm semi-diagnosing someone I do not know. So it's all good. But when we start really making the connection of the mind, body, spirit, and realizing that things develop in the physical often, not always, sometimes they are purely genetic, and I hear that. But oftentimes things arrive in the physical when we haven't listened to them in the emotional, psychological, or the spiritual beforehand. So part of this is just really, really listening and figuring out what's right. And I'll tell you, there are many days when I have to take it easy and I get frustrated with myself and I want it to be different than what it is. And yet it is what it is. We are who we are. And there's no need to beat yourself up for who you are, even if it's different than all the others around you. Most people aren't sharing their fullest, most layered truth. So you can't really base it off of them anyway. You don't know their full inner world. So just listen to yourself and what feels right for you. We're all slowly getting there. We're starting to speak this language more. I can see it shifting in ways in my own personal life and in the external. And I'm just excited to see what's going to happen as we really keep softening into our sensitivity. And that softening does not exclude from being an insane badass. Because like I said before, with the whole make art, not war, the spiritual journey isn't about being like a little fluffy cloud that's never upset about anything. That's insane. That would suck. You know, it's about also tuning into your primal energies. You know, the life force contains within it both the light and the dark. It's one's not necessarily better than the other, but it's really hard to open up, especially the word dark can often make people think of like, quote unquote, the subconscious devil within. I don't even think of the devil as most people think of the devil. I relate it to a Sephiroth in the Tree of Life, Malchut. It's this physical dense world. You need both the dark and the light to even be manifested. I won't go much more into it. Like I said, I'm always hesitant to go into much concerning the work of my school, but maybe that'll even loosen up and I'll feel more comfortable soon sharing that stuff. But right now I can feel in my own body, since we're supposed to listen, a little boundary saying enough is being shared. Time to pull back. So, and it doesn't mean I'm right. I could be hitting my own fear, but that's just an example. I'm trying to show you guys of what goes on in my own system when I'm trying to listen to my body. And I do this all the time when texting friends, when posting something on Instagram or Facebook. I always try my best to really, really feel in deeply, to get it as close to my authentic nature as possible and not override anything. And when we get there as a collective unit, it's going to be beautiful, because you're going to see people turning things down too in a beautiful way that normally wouldn't turn things down. So it'd be like, oh, can you come to my birthday party or to a graduation thing or whatever? And then, you know, hearing a no might at first shock you from a friend who normally says yes, but it's so good to exercise the right to say no and to take rest when you want to take rest and to not be a people pleaser. This journey is not about people pleasing. It's about authenticity and sensitivity and much more. But we're not here to hurt each other. We're here to try to thrive as a collective unit because we are in an ecosystem. We are all connected, which was the name of the podcast from last week. So there's a little bit of a bridge there. But I can see the movement and I'm very excited for those of you who are just really ready to fucking shine and be the beautiful weirdos that we were all born to be. And once again, Halloween was so special. I got to spend it with some special friends. I posted a picture of me, Allison Charles, and Jess Grippo, but then I also got to spend it with some other amazing friends that were at the New York Comedy Club's Halloween party. And I just love it because it's like there's karaoke and there's dancing. And I just also like watching people get to go up and sing their heart out at karaoke. Like that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like showing who you are, not being scared to like perform and shine. And I just can see it. And Halloween was big once again, because I got to dress up as a superhero slash villain, whatever, who I probably would have judged years and years and years ago. And now I feel like I get her and I get where she's coming from. But not of her actually killing people, which honestly, in the stuff that I've watched, she's never killed someone, recklessly. It was always out of defense. Those are the ones I'm attracted to. I'm sure there are some Harley cartoons where she does like fucked up shit, but that's not the what is it? I think it's like the DC Universe depiction of Harley. It's also like, it's not for a younger crowd, but it's like marketed towards adults and kids. Like that one, it doesn't feel, she hasn't done anything like very sick or sadistic. So yeah. Okay, dudes. So it's 41 minutes so far. And now I'm going to pull cards for you guys because why not? All right. So first I'm going to pull from the typical tarot deck, and I'm using the Mother Peace tarot deck. Was given to me by Eileen, a beautiful, incredible soul. Okay, Seven of Wands. So many of us are spiritual seekers, especially, I'm sure, if you're listening to a podcast about spiritual seeking with obviously comedy and stuff involved, but this is very much about exploration of consciousness and our truest potential. So, you know, this card is about honoring that part that's trying to explore your truest nature and realizing that that exploration isn't going to be all, you know, rainbows, hearts, and flowers. It is really also about these primal, deep forces and energies that swim through us that so many of us are so ashamed of. But as we come together in a community and start really recognizing that we're not as alone as we have felt possibly our whole lives, things are going to get a lot easier to express these places because we're going to feel less crazy and less on edge and less defensive as we do so. So for those of you really exploring the deepest parts of yourself and, you know, what all this is about, know that you're going to run into places within yourself that maybe you were ashamed of or wanted to hide, but it's okay. Because once again, the more we communicate and come together, you'll realize you are not alone in that place. So many of us have rage, jealousy, possessive stuff, sadness, depression, whatever. So many of us have these things, and it's about time that we start realizing we are not alone in these things. So that's the first card. The next one I'm going to pull is from the deck Art Through the Eyes of the Soul Oracle. Oh, yeah. Awesome. It's Voyage of Maeldun. Explore other realms. Man, once again, and a lot of people who listen are trying to explore other realms. They're trying to figure out if fairy realms are real, mermaid realms, alien stuff. Like, test it out for yourself. Open up the channel within. Try to connect to these realms and see what voices or visuals or whatever comes through as you speak to them. You will or might not, but there's a possibility you might feel crazy when opening up to it. Include that as well. But you can start trying to open up to these realms. And also, there are so many books out there that can help you explore these. The starter of A Society of Souls just put out a book, Non-Dual Shamanism. Out there. I think that's what it's called, but if not, you just Google it and you'll see it. But there are so many different ways to explore these other realms that are really right here in this dimension with us. So open it up, explore it, even if you feel weird or crazy or nervous, whatever. And Shane and I have actually been using the Ouija board to communicate with other realms, and we have been very surprised at what's come through. Neither one of us were moving it, and every time it moves pretty effortlessly, and we've gotten some beautiful messages, and I'm not going to share them yet, because they're, at least in my eyes, pretty personal, but it was pretty amazing. And so even if you want to explore it with a Ouija board, I would sage first, light Palo Santo, really clear the space. They recommend not doing the Ouija board alone. You should do it around other people. If you want to do it alone, make sure you really clear the space. But just really be mindful of what energies you're connecting to, but keep exploring this stuff. I've also always said, get your own angel card deck or Oracle deck or whatever, but there's so many ways to kind of dip your toes into the metaphysical, so go for it. And the last card I'm going to pull is from the Doreen Virtue Archangel Michael deck, and a favorable outcome. And it shows this beautiful Archangel Michael holding a scale. It's like these two, it's like a greenish light and a bluish light, and they're like balancing. And it says, the prayer is, thank you for the beautiful outcome to this situation, which is perfect and fair for everyone involved. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me trust and have faith. I mean, what a beautiful message and card to get, especially what we were talking about with the whole make art, not war, and like the Cardi Nikki thing, and like just talking about like racism and all of it. It's like a favorable outcome is here for all of us if we just keep doing the work. But often the favorable outcome includes everyone getting to thrive. It doesn't come from a place where you want someone to fucking hurt and this and that. That's coming from a place of lack. When you really want everyone in the situation to feel good and feel like they've been treated justly, like at the end of the day, that's what we actually want, because there's abundance here for everyone. So I just love this card reminding all of us, like, a favorable outcome is here for all of us. Our dreams can all come true. You just got to keep having faith that these things can really happen. We're all, many of us, jaded and think that things can't actually go our way. That's just not true. And also keep praying. Keep saying out loud your deepest desires and thoughts and sending light and love to those around you. And I promise good things can come out. But also, time is a part of this. Sometimes the outcome doesn't come quite as quickly as we want, and that's okay too. Just keep working the work and knowing that you actually deserve love and good things coming for you. So that's that. Thank you guys all so much for listening. You can check out my album 1111 on iTunes. It streams on Pandora. You go on Pandora, I'm putting Kate Wolf, if you want to listen to some of my tracks. And the cool thing, if you put my name, Kate Wolf, into Pandora, they'll play like one of my comedy tracks, but then another like badass female comic usually comes on right after mine. So it'll introduce you. I just love, obviously, badass female comedians. So for those of you interested in hearing some stand-up comedy, you can put my name into Pandora, but then obviously other women will stream through that channel as well. You can check out Labia Game on YouTube, talking about making art, not war. Although some people might accidentally claim that some pieces of art can be war. It's different. You're allowed, and there are so many artists, like when you walk through the Met or the Guggenheim, sometimes you'll see art that has very strong messages within it. But that for me is the place for those things. If you don't express them at all and you pretend they're not within us, things can get real bad real quick. And once again, Labia Game to me was about claiming this like dark primal sexual goddess energy that so many people are still scared of, whether you're male or female. But it's a positive for all of us to open up to that place within. And it's within every man and woman. I love some of my guy friends. I ran into a guy friend on Halloween who had this really cool skeleton hand thing, but it was almost like, it was like half jewelry, half costume. And I was like, wow, what a badass thing. Like there was a slight primal female energy to it that just felt badass. And I just want to honor everyone who's just showing that part of themselves. Like, fuck yeah. All right, what else? I do believe I have a collaborative show coming soon with two other badass women. Hopefully by next week, I'll have more info on it. So I'll let you know when more details come around in that. I will be at Dangerfields Comedy Club this month. You can check my website to see the dates. I'll be there. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, if you want a healing, please, I'm telling you, they're incredible. Non-dual Kabbalistic healings. I also do tarot readings. I can infuse both if you'd like both. But hit me up, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. I don't think you'll be disappointed. I can't guarantee you won't because that's not on me, but I think you will enjoy those healings if you want to try one. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Kate Wolf. Bye.